Now, verse 20, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Now, let's look at this for just a moment here. Isaiah is a prophet of God, a true prophet of God. How do you know? Well, he prophesied of a virgin birth, that a virgin would conceive, bring forth a son. He marked out very clearly the coming of the Lord Jesus, his birth, his life, and his death, by the way. Now, suppose somebody stepped up to this man Isaiah and said, look here, Isaiah, you say that a virgin is going to conceive. How long do you think it might be? I think Isaiah would have said, I'm not quite sure, but it could be 700 years. Well, the crowd might laugh and say, well, none of us are going to be around here. How are you going to know that? Well, the test had to be, and that's the reason that you'll find that all the prophets spoke into a local situation. That was the test. They had to speak into a local situation that was coming to pass right away. And it had to be fulfilled accurately. And they couldn't miss it. Now, that would disqualify everyone today that's on the scene that claims to be a prophet and can tell the future. Now, I grant you that some of them have hit the nail right on the head. But more often, they've missed the nail altogether. But you don't hear much of that. You only hear the ones that they predicted. But you see, any prophet in Israel that predicted something and it didn't come to pass, he's out of business immediately. He's declared a false prophet and ruled out. Now, what was the test? Well, he'd have to speak into a local situation. Now, let's look at Isaiah again. Isaiah prophesies the virgin birth. We look back 1,900 years to the fulfillment of that, and we know he's accurate. But how did people in his day know? Well, they can know it for this reason. This man, Isaiah, he went to Hezekiah, and he said, now, outside the walls of Jerusalem, there is this great army of the Assyrians. Don't be afraid of them. Hezekiah said, well, how do I know? These Assyrians, they have mowed all of the nations of the world down. And this great army out here will eventually breach the walls of this city and they'll take us and we'll be carried captive. Isaiah said, you won't be. God says you won't be. Now, he not only said that, he said that not one arrow would be shot in that city. Now, that city is surrounded by the Assyrian army. And there are 300,000 trigger-happy soldiers in that army. All of them got a bow and an arrow. And you would think that one of these fellows would say, I think I'll just put an arrow in the bow, I'll pull it back, shoot it over the wall, see if anybody yells, ouch, see if I can hit anybody. Well, you would think that that would happen. My friend, if one arrow had been shot in that city, Isaiah loses his job as a true prophet of God. He's out of business. Just on one arrow being shot in the city. You want to know something? There wasn't any arrows shot in the city. Not even one. That is one of the many tests. And you'll find that Isaiah again and again spoke into a local situation. And you'll find that all the prophets did that. My friend, this was the way they could tell a true prophet of God. And I could give instances today of false prophets in our day. In fact, right here in Pasadena, where I live, during the war, there arose a man that predicted the world had come to an end on a certain day. Well, he's out of business today. And did you know the church has never told to beware of false prophets? Why? They're just not doing business today, friends. You don't need to listen to them. Listen to Christ. He's the one. Listen to the Word of God. Don't pay any attention to them. What are we to beware of? We're to beware, Peter says, as there were false prophets among the people, there'll be false teachers among you. And you need to listen very carefully today, because there's many a sweet, soothing voice that sounds very pious, but it's not teaching the Word of God. Oh, how important it is today to beware of false teachers. This is an important section. I spent a little time with it.